You have one new message. To play this message, please press 1. Voicemail. Voicemail. As if you let a phone call from the most important person in your world, your beautiful wife, go straight to voicemail. You naughty boy. Oh, I know you've got that big, important meeting. So I knew you wouldn't be able to answer. But when the meeting is finished, you're gonna see that you missed my call. This phone call is entirely deliberate, just so that I can tease and torment you. You're still in all kinds of trouble, mister. But as I've been telling you all week long, you being in trouble is the theme of this weekend's festivities. So I've just dropped the kids off. They're all set for their weekend away and are in really good hands. And that means, for the first time in forever, that all that matters for 48 glorious hours is me and you. And yes, putting me first there was entirely deliberate. For this weekend, I'm not your wife. I'm back to my old role, back before we settled into domestic bliss. Of course, I've always been this other role. I just don't get the chance to show it as much now. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm your dom. I've got 3 hours before you get home, so I'm taking myself on a little shopping trip. I'm off to buy some good champagne and some strawberries, but they're not what you want to hear about. No, you want to hear about the new underwear I'm gonna buy, don't you? And the new stockings. Maybe even treat myself to a pair of fuck me heels. That's what you want to hear about, isn't it? You're so filthy and perverted, aren't you? But I'm not gonna tell you any of that. You'll have to see them for yourself when you get home. Well, that's if I don't blindfold you before I strip off. Now there's an idea. What you don't know is that I've already done some shopping for this weekend. I'm not gonna give away everything in this delightful voicemail, but it includes some brand new and totally inescapable restraints, which I've already set up on the bed. It includes a new flogger that just feels perfectly weighted in my hand, and that I look utterly wicked while brandishing. I'll be using it over and over and over again while you squirm desperately and helplessly in those restraints. Maybe I'll use it gently. Maybe I'll use it hard. You'll have no idea what's coming and how utterly delicious that is to me. And it includes a cane, a vital tool when dealing with dirty boys like you. When I said you were in trouble this weekend, I absolutely meant it. And I'm absolutely certain that by this stage of my voicemail, your cock is twitching like crazy, isn't it? Such a filthy boy. But maybe you can earn my forgiveness. Maybe if you obey every fucking word I say, I won't punish you. Maybe I'll be merciful. Maybe I'll be kind. I have to say, I don't like your chances, but who knows? So here's what you're gonna do. The very moment you get home, you'll strip naked and get on your knees and stay there in absolute silence for me to come and collect you. If you say anything, anything at all, I'll be adding time on for how long you have to wait. Of course, I won't be waiting. If you disobey, I'll get started without you. I'll make you listen from afar while I run my favorite bullet vibrator over my clit, taking me to the brink of my first orgasm of the weekend. I would hope you'd learn your lesson quickly, but if not, you'll have the unbearable agony of hearing me getting myself off. You wouldn't even get to see it, let alone take part in it. I know how that frustrates you, doesn't it? How that messes with your mind? Could I possibly be that cruel? We both know the answer is yes. So you better be good. Stay utterly silent, and then I'll walk to the door before I come. Then I can pull your face into my hot, wet pussy, taking my orgasm from your tongue before I've even kissed you. And then, after your tongue has done its job, you can admire and adore me, telling me how stupendously hot I look in my new lingerie. After that, I'm going to make you beg. I'm going to make you beg for me to take you to our bedroom, push you firmly down onto the bed, tie you up, and then make every filthy, subby dream you've ever had come true. You're mine, baby. Mine to tease. Mine to taunt. Mine to punish. Mine to please. You seem to have forgotten over the years that you belong to me. After this weekend, it will be burned on your brain forever, and all you have to do is obey me. To sum up then, this weekend, for the entire weekend, I absolutely own you, and you're going to love every damn second of it. Well, other than when I'm being evil to you, that's just for me. So, hurry home, darling. I'll see you at the front door. And don't even think about being late, as your punishment will only intensify. Love you.